Welcome to our podcast. Today, I have a giant vinyl collection. This isn't even... This box right here is a giant box. There's probably...
Do you have like 100?
There's probably 50 in here. I have like 3 more boxes of those.
Where did they come from?
2D.
Oh.
And I mean, me buying them and collecting them, but also 2D. I have a lot of vinyl. But today, we're going to be going through different album covers, and Grandma is going to judge which she likes better, and so out of all of these albums covers, you're going to judge which is the best album cover out of all of these.
Okay.
And there's a lot of very known album covers out of these, so this will be interesting because you probably don't know any of them.
Right.
So just the record, there's going to be, this is, part of the reason I want her to do it is because there's going to be no...
bias.
Yeah, like... Okay, like, for instance, I think a lot of people would pick the white, like, the Beatles album, but, like, it's just a white cover. Like, you wouldn't even know it's the Beatles. Like, I just think there's a lot of, like...
I think the white album is pretty beautiful. Doesn't it have some embossed stuff on it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay, first is Led Zeppelin 1. Also, don't let the artist make you... I'm just saying. Led Zeppelin 1, here's the front, here's the back.
You mean I have to judge the back, too? Just let me do the front.
Just the whole album cover.
Okay.
So these are all the members. These are the songs. And the front of the album, if you don't know, is the blimp, the German blimp burning.
Right.
It's really pretty, I think. And then this is Led Zeppelin Live. It's Jimmy Page and then Robert Plant with a bunch of, like, weird colors on them and acting cray-cray. What do you like better?
I like that one better.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, let's see. Okay, this next matchup is Carwheels on Gravel Road by Lucinda.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Or Electric Ladyland by Jimi Hendrix.
That is really hard.
Two of the top 10 albums of all time, in my opinion. Here are the backs of this helps.
Yeah. I like Lucinda. I like Carwheels on Gravel Road best. Yeah. But I also like...
Electric Ladyland?
Yeah.
The original cover was him with a bunch of naked ladies. I'm not kidding. Okay. Well, this next one's pretty easy in my opinion, but it's Led Zeppelin 2, which is a bunch of cops with the Led Zeppelin members and, like, a bunch of weird shit on it. The back is nothing. And then Queen, Greatest Hits, which is just Queen. I mean, them. And that. So, I mean, this is pretty easy.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, I mean, this one is clearly better in my opinion. This next one is
Andre Segovia.
Okay. And then whatever the
Bee Gees? Is it?
Oh, the Bee Gees.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that or not.
I don't think it's the Bee Gees. Anyway, which one do you like better?
I like the Segovia better.
Actually. I don't even know how to explain how either of those look.
We're talking about art, really.
Yeah. The art of the art. So this first one is Meet the Beatles. It's like a kind of like collector's edition of the first album by the Beatles. It's just the Beatles on it. And then this one is ZZ Top.
That's a gorgeous cover.
Yeah, I agree. I love this
ZZ Top cover. It's great.
Yep, I agree. Okay, this next one is Blues That Gave America Soul. And it's like this really cool blue painting. Another one is Purple Rain by Prince. This is funny. These are both about... Art, or colors.
I like this one.
Purple Rain.
I like
awesome.
Purple Rain.
The cover, not that song.
Yeah, I like the cover. I don't even know the song.
Uh-oh.
I like it because it has all those wildflowers on it.
Oh, yeah, on the sides. Rick James, he's standing next with a guitar and like a leather jacket on the street. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd's very famous, like standing on the street.
I like the other one.
Rick James?
Yeah, Rick James.
Okay. This one is Eric Clapton. It just says Eric Clapton on it. I don't even know why I put this one in. Or The Who, Who's Next.
I like The Who.
Yeah, Eric Clapton one, I don't like that much. And then this one is The Doors, Grace Hitch, which is Jim Morrison, and like this weird red thing, or Johnny Cash, and Friends, which is like this weird tripped out photo of Johnny Cash. The backs are both pretty...
I don't like either one of them very much, but yeah, I think I like The Doors best.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me just... fast. You can talk if you want.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm sorting them out so then I
can. Yeah.
Yeah, they're even. Okay. Ooh. Led Zeppelin 4. This one you didn't see in the first one because I had an extra one and I just picked the greatest album of all time. Led Zeppelin 4, greatest album of all time in my opinion. But don't want that.
Well, who is it?
It's Led Zeppelin 4.
Oh.
This is the front. This is the back. Or the first Led Zeppelin album.
I like Led Zeppelin 4 better.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin 4 is...
It's very arty.
Oh, yeah. Led Zeppelin 4 has a great cover. Who's Next or Led Zeppelin 2? This is a tough one, actually.
I'm going to go with Who's Next.
Yeah,
but
agree.
I do agree that it's...
ZZ Top or Purple Rain.
Ooh, I hate to say it, but I think the ZZ Top cover is more aesthetically pleasing.
Ooh. Rick James or Andre, whatever the...
Segovia.
That one. These are quite different. One's like rock and roll, and one's very classical.
I like the Segovia cover better, though.
Yeah.
We should be doing this on a vlog.
Car Wheels or The Doors' Greatest Hits?
Car Wheels is easy.
I agree. We're down to the final five, so this is going to be... I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how to do this. Okay, Who's Next or ZZ Top?
ZZ Top.
Wow. That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Led Zeppelin 4, Car Wheels, or Andrew, or Andrew, or whatever. Which, eliminate one of them. I have Car Wheels.
Eliminate one of them?
Yeah.
Segovia.
I agree. Okay, so now it's down to Led Zeppelin 4 or Car Wheels.
Led Zeppelin 4.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin 4 is so pretty. Wow, ZZ Top or Led Zeppelin 4?
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
That is a great album cover.
Yep. Yep. It is. It is. It's good. I don't know.
That was fun.
This is the inside of Led Zeppelin 4.
Ooh, let me see that.
I mean, you're looking at it.
Hold it up so I can see it. Okay, so it's a person standing on a mountain?
Well, it's supposed to be like this. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's like a weird, like, angel-y figure standing on, like, this weird mountain looking over down to the small, like, castle city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin 4 is great.
What songs are on there?
Stairway to Heaven. Oh, in order. Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Battle of Evermore, Stairway to Heaven, Missy Mountain Hop. What comes next?
In order.
Yeah. There's Four Sticks, When the Levee Breaks, and another song that I cannot remember.
Well, look.
No. Oh. That's cheating. God, Grandma. So it goes Missy Mountain Hop, and then...
Do you like ZZ Top?
Yeah.
They're pretty loud and crazy, aren't they?
No, not really.
Oh, I don't even remember any song of theirs that I've ever even
heard. You know, the LaGrange is like... Down, 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 down. And I whisper around.
No.
Across this Texas town.
No.
I'm a go on LaGrange. That's my stuff.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm sort of trying to think what comes after Missy Mountain Hop. Please be careful. And I think you knocked the album out. You knocked the record out.
Oh.
Good Lord, Granny. What are we gonna do with you?
Send me to a home.
I'm fine with it. These are...
It doesn't say what the...
Yeah,
surely somewhere.
No, Led Zeppelin is always... This doesn't have a name, technically. Their first four albums are Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3, and then this doesn't have a name. Everybody just calls it Led Zeppelin 4. Like, they're very let the music speak for itself. Don't worry about the fucking names.
Where is this box?
I don't know. Let me think for a second. It's Stairway to Heaven. Then you flip over the side. Missy Mountain Hop. What the fuck is that song? There's When the Levee Breaks, Four Sticks, and another song. But what is that song? There's Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Battle of Evermore. Sophomore, Stairway to Heaven, Missy Mount Hop, Something, When the Levee Breaks, Four Sticks. Or I think it's Four Sticks, then When the Levee Breaks.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
No, how do you count me? What is the other song? That's 8 songs. 4 on each side. Let me think time-wise. When the Levee Breaks is like 7 minutes. 4 Sticks is like 4 minutes. That's 13. Missy Mount Hop is probably like 3. So it would be like a 5-minute song left. What's like a 5-minute Led Zeppelin song? Led Zeppelin 4. I should be able to get this.
Yeah, but it looks like it's going to take some doing. And sometimes when you try to think of something, I don't know, something happens in your brain that makes it, that blocks it. And then when you relax a little bit, it comes to you. Well, look on the record itself.
It's not going to say on the record.
They don't say what's on each side?
I think they say side A and side B. Sometimes they do. Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
What is it?
Going to California.
Oh.
Obviously, one of the best songs that they have. It's, okay, I think it's, yeah, it's Missy Mount Hop, then Four Sticks, then Going to California, then When the Levee Breaks. That's probably why I was getting confused, because I was thinking about the wrong order.
You probably, some of these records are probably worth a lot of money.
So?
That's awesome.
I'm not giving them away.
What I'm saying is, where did that box come from?
Why does it matter where the
box
came from?
I mean, where was this before you brought it in here?
In my room.
Oh, okay.
Where are you right now?
Nothing. I'm doodling.
Now, if we were to do the music, I wonder what album you'd pick.
Oh, well, I wouldn't even know.
No, I know.
Well, I'd probably pick Lucinda.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or maybe Andre Segovia. I think he played a classical guitar.
There's so many
12 string.
There's so many things wrong with what you just said, but
why?
It's not a classical guitar.
It's not.
It's like slide guitar. There's no such thing as a classical guitar.
Oh,
it's just a style of playing. Style.
Well, what's a 12 string guitar?
Is that just called
a 12 string guitar?
That's just a guitar that has 12 strings. What do you mean? What is it?
I mean, does it have a name?
What? I don't understand.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Does a 12-string guitar have a name?
Yes. I always thought it was called a classical guitar, but I totally see what you mean, because it is the same thing as a slide guitar. It's a style.
Yeah.
Rather than a kind of instrument.
I can't believe you finally admitted that. You admit it, and then like 3 months later, I started arguing with you about it, and then I'm like, look it up, and you're like, oh yeah, you're right. And then forget that we had the conversation, and then...
I finally got through to me.
I don't think...
Although, some people use it the other way.
No, they don't.
Okay.
I'm not arguing this about you.
All right.
Also, I doubt that he played a 12-string guitar.
Segovia? Well, look and see.
I mean, I thought he was just like classical music.
I don't even know. Oh.
Don't even.
Can you get it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. He's playing. Oh, yeah, he is playing a guitar. But it's just a regular 6-string, it looks like. Wait, let's see. This is a concert for guitar and orchestra and E major.
A Bach? Let me see it.
What?
Does it say Bach down there?
Yeah.
Bach? Let me see.
No. You just dropped the other record that you grabbed?
Okay.
Bro, what? Anyway. Classical guitar is a style of play.
Yeah, I accept that.
Okay. I'll be right back. I'll show you what classical guitar kind of sounds like. You talk about something.
Okay. While he's gone, I'm going to sneak another look at this Andre Segovia thing, see what it says and what he plays. Okay, he was playing, this is Concert for Guitar and Orchestra in E Major by Bach, Suite Number 3 in A Major. Okay.
put it? Oh my god, Grandma.
Okay, he took it away from me.
You dropped the record out of the other one. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know any other classical songs, but I mean, classical guitar just kind of sounds like... That's not a good example, but it's just kind of like...
Well, you played it the right way the first time.
I'm not playing that song.
No. Oh.
It just sounds really weird. Usually only one string at a time and just like really awkward.
You think that's classical style?
Not really. I can't. I'm not doing a good job of like...
It's more like it.
No, this is
nothing. Not classical. I mean, it's more like satisfying music.
You want to hear the whole blues scale?
Yeah. Why is it called a blues scale?
Wait, are you being serious?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think?
Because people who sing the blues play that scale? Because it's bluesy?
No, it's how all blues songs are made.
Oh.
Out of those. I mean, it's a scale of... Oh my god.
Do you remember what song I asked you that I said, who wrote this song? And you said Kris Kristofferson?
Me and Bobby McGee?
Oh, yeah. Alex knows a lot about music because I just flat out said, who wrote Me and Bobby McGee? Because I heard Johnny Cash sing it, and I've also heard Janis Joplin sing it. And a lot of other people sing it. And Alex just didn't bat an eye and said Kris Kristofferson.
Janis Joplin has the most famous version of it, though.
She what?
She has the most famous version of it.
Yeah. I don't even know that I could name any other of her songs.
Yes, you could.
I can't think of them.
All right, I'll give you the beat of her most famous song. You really don't know
No idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love rock and roll.
No, I've never heard that.
Jukebox, baby. I love rock. You've never heard that song?
I don't think so.
That's amazing.
But, you know, I don't listen to music very much.
I know, but it's shocking how little you know about music. You only have to listen to it to just know basic things, and you just don't know some basic things.
I don't. I know it. I'm extremely musically ignorant. But at least I admit it. Mimicking your mouth movements.
You know you do that all the time.
I do.
Those mouth movements?
Uh-huh.
Your mouth just like moves really weird all the time.
It has nothing to do with music.
No. You know what song that is?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You uncultured swine. Wake Me Up When September Ends by
That's something Brenda. I've never been called before. Not that it's not true. Just Wake Me Up.
Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Oh.
You went out the roots behind the song?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucked up. His dad died at the beginning of September and he was in a deep depression when he was like 7. And he was in a deep depression.
Are you talking Kurt Cobain?
Is that Green Day?
Oh, I don't know anything. No, I didn't know.
I just said "Wake Me Up When September Ends" by Green Day, and then you said,
"Oh, I didn't hear the "By Green Day" part. I can't hear it, and you talk too fast.
I don't even talk that bad anymore. People used to say that. No one says that anymore except you. Anyway,
it'll be interesting.
Okay. What?
It'll be interesting to say it, to see if my hearing aids make a difference.
Okay, Billy, we're like having two different conversations right now. Billy Joel Armstrong, the lead singer of Green Day and the guitarist. Sorry, I got distracted because I was... his father died when he was like 7, and then it was at the beginning of September, and he was really depressed, and like one time, his mom said something, and then he just said, "Wake me up in September," and so that basically stayed with him about his dad's deaths, and then he wrote a song about like 30 years later.
And that's part of it?
No, I just made it up.
Oh.
This is, I mean, literally the whole song for guitar is just... Except it starts out as an acoustic, and as the song goes on, it turns into like a crazy fuzzed out electric. It's like...
To the festival last weekend, the first performance was supposed to be the School of Rock.
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't know the School of Rock is?
No.
Oh my god, you're so uncultured.
What is it?
I'm just kidding, you're not uncultured, but you know nothing about music. It's the name. It's a school where you teach rock music.
Would you like to take lessons?
Oh my god. That sounds kind of Johnny Cashy.
It does.
I hear the drink coming. Wait.
That's nice.
You know what that is, though, right?
No.
You know what? Oh my god. Falls in Prison Blues by Johnny Cash?
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Didn't sound so much like that.
Yes, it does. That's the exact... Oh, my god.
Okay, do it. Play it again.
Wait, shit. I hear the train coming.
Yeah.
It's rolling down the bay. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in wholesome prison. You didn't say the right lyrics, and it was offbeat. Damn it, Grandma.
I'm 99% asleep.
What?
I'm almost asleep.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
You know, it's... Okay. Sing it.
Come as you are. As you were, as I want you to be, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, no, I think it's E, actually.
You still haven't learned how to play the guitar and sing at the same time.
That's exactly what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Jeez. But you will.
Let's see. What other songs do you know that... Okay, you ready? Let's do Hey Jude. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Take a sad song and make it better.
Fuck, I can't mess
remember.
It up. I think it's like. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, no.
You're just picking it out, aren't you?
Huh?
Picking out the tune. Hey, Jude. Hey, Jude.
I don't understand what you mean. I'm picking out the tune?
Well, I was thinking when I used to have a xylophone and I would just play with it until I got it to play the song I wanted it to be. I had to just sort of figure it out. That just seemed like what you were doing.
No, it's not at all what I was doing. I was playing the song.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I'm a little more skilled on guitar than you were with the xylophone.
Yes, my main song was Jingle Bells. 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-5-1-2-3.
Wait, what was it?
3-3-3-3-3-3-3-5-1-2-3. Yeah.
No.
We're just finishing up.
Who won the ZZ Top? The cover of like the ZZ Top?
Is that under?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is the ZZ Top album. Good.
Led Zeppelin 4 got to the finals though.
Nice.
So where did these come from? He said
that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So Tootie had those?
Oh yeah, most of them came from Tootie.
I would not think of her as a collector of vinyl.
I had a bunch from the 70s.
Yeah.
She wasn't really
collecting. Did she just give them to Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
quite a while ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's like 3 years ago.
Did you thank her?
It's like 3 years ago.
That one.
It was like right before COVID.
Yeah. That time was pretty
messed up. Alright, do you know Sunshine of Your Love?
I vaguely remember hearing it, but I certainly couldn't sing it.
Okay. You know Day Tripper?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't know it. I mean, I don't know it to sing it. She was a day tripper. One way ticket home.
You have a really good beat and rhythm. Let's see, what other songs do you know? None of them. None.
Can't even think right now.
What's Trucker Angels?
It's just...
Wait.
What is that?
I'm trying to do Drunken Angel. Those aren't the chords.
There's a song I know called Long Black Veil.
Drunken Veil.
Drunken Angel.
A song that was harder than something. You were blown away. Why'd you let go? I don't know, I was Drunken Angel. I mean, I started as Drunken Angel and I just totally took weird chord progressions. I went from like, don't touch this. Are you trying to see how long it is?
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 minutes. Anyway, I went from E, C, G, and E. Wait, what? Anyway, I started out with basic chords, and I got into like weird, like A7, B7 flat.
Exploring.
Plus.
So, when did you see the School of Rock performance?
Oh my god, why are you so confused? Okay, Grandma, it's a school where they do rock music. It's not that interesting.
I know, but how was their concert? How
their
was
musicians
their...
were good, the vocalists were shit.
Oh.
Did you sing Smoke on the Water? Yeah. Smoke. Wait, no, that's the end of the chorus. Do you know the chorus? Do you know the chorus at all? You don't even know the chorus of that song? Smoke on the water. The fire in the sky. Smoke on the water. The fire in the sky. We all came. Let's see, what are the songs, do you know? You know Since I've Been Lonely by Led Zeppelin? You probably know that one.
No.
I'm just kidding, no, you don't, I know you don't know that one. Do you know Sweet Child of Mine?
No.
Do you know Sweet Child of Mine? No. Dude, this is the greatest riff of all time on guitar, possibly. I fucked it up really bad, but... It's easier playing electric, anyway. Let's see. Hold on, let me play this one. It's really hard to play this guitar. Let's see. Do you... let's see if you... Alright, I bet I can teach you. Wait, what? I bet I can teach you that. It's, let's see. Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last.
It was
Wake
that.
Me up when September. No, it's not the lyric.
And that's Green Day.
And you messed up the beat. Damn, girl, stop trying to interrupt me.
I think it's time to say goodnight to our audience.
Hold on. What's the chords for Drunken Angel? So it's just this. It's G.
Is it E minor?
Oh, is E minor just this?
Yep.
Wait, what? Alright, I'll end the podcast.
Good night. And good luck.
God bless.
To the Holy Spirits. Hold on, I gotta end the podcast. I don't know. Grandma's being all. Okay, bye bye, potty.